Well, good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. And this is Seating of the Divine, Level 3, Session 1, January 9th, 2018. There was a keynote from a piano that announced this. That's great. Welcome again, all of you who are with us this evening. And obviously, we are very pleased that you have chosen to join us for another exciting journey. We look forward to a very special year that will include our third Crystal Conference in June in MENA. Now, tonight, we'd like to welcome to our collective members of the Seating of the Divine Level 2-3. This group is now being merged so that we have an energetically dynamic, coherent group by the time that we meet for our conference. This group has been working diligently at accelerated pace for the last 6 months and will continue to work with the materials and energetics of the work that you did last year and set a coherent template for others to follow. It is important that we welcome all the members of the new group. Now, when we are united, we will be a powerful energetic force and bring forth through our physical form a pathway for a Christ of divine collective consciousness to be anchored into the earth and into the minds of all humans who are willing to receive. And, of course, we are so excited to co-create this valuable crucible from which to anchor Christ consciousness on earth. Please open your hearts and your arms to everyone who is now united in these teachings that we are giving from the Masters of Light. So let's get started. Again, we will open tonight's session with a centering meditation from Archangel Gabriel, followed by a short review of our last session. Next, we will then welcome our wonderful friend, Yeshua, who will talk to us and present the information energetics that are needed for the evening. He will also hold a brief Q&A session after that, followed by an energetic meditation to wrap up the evening. So, start with, let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Archangel Gabriel.
It is I, Gabriel. I am honored to be here with you this evening and to begin our collective session with a centering meditation. So if everyone will take a deep breath, let go of the thoughts and events of the day, and be very centered in the present moment. Breathing in love, exhaling light. Breathing in light, and exhale love. As you center yourself in your sacred heart, be very conscious of your Merkaba field that is spinning at 100% light. Feel yourself in this beautiful field of light. Take another deep breath, and together, let us enter the collective crucible that we created together, finalizing its energetics and composition of Christ consciousness at the winter solstice event. So let us enter one by one into this beautiful crucible of light anchored in Christ consciousness and collective in its nature. Feel the vast energetics that are present in this crucible as everyone has gathered. One by one, we have all gathered. Every member of Sitting of the Divine, all of the archangels, the ascended masters, the lords of light, the Elohim, the Arcturians, the Sirians, the Pleiadians. Feel that Andromeda presence. This is an immense collective consciousness that have gathered in unity and in love to support, to stabilize, and energize every member to transmit Christ consciousness to Earth and to all humans. Feel the power that we have all created together in this unified expression of the divine image and of Christ consciousness. In the presence of these vast energetics, the knowing of self will never waver. It will stay constant and burn as the eternal flame that can never be extinguished. Sit for a moment longer. And feel the refinement of this environment. We will hold our meeting, our gathering, within this crucible. In this meeting and every meeting thereafter, as we gather, we will file one by one into our crucible for every meeting. Now, take another deep breath. Become very centered in the moment. And let us begin.
Thank you, Gabriel, for putting us and assisting us in getting in such a wonderful space this evening. We are truly grateful. So now, how about a little review of Metatron's comments from our last session? He came as the collective consciousness of the All That Is, and he stated that he was an iteration of the Lords of Light as well as part of the triad configuration of Michael, Melchizedek, and himself. He mentioned that they presented themselves as a massive consciousness so that we might know ourselves and our capacity as Christed beings of light. He reminded us of the massiveness of what was given to us in 2017 as well as what we co-created with them during the 2017 Crystal Conference. We were also reminded of the importance of the fourth triad and how the two light packets and the activation of the fourth and fifth strands of DNA have helped us to start dropping the denseness of the third dimensional that we are in the middle of. Now, this has also created a consistency in the consciousness of the body that facilitates a deeper awareness of ourselves as the divine image outside of our gender. This has also helped us to begin to operate from the direction of our oversoul with influence from our Christed oversoul. Now, these things that he was speaking about cannot be fully integrated physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually until the entire system of the fourth triad is functioning more coherently. The fourth triad must function in unity with the other three triads. Now, the retrieval of the seventh dimensional light template in 2017 was a key in expanding the fourth triad because it brought with it the ability of the electrical charges to be magnified. Notice that it is happening in the fourth triad as it becomes more activated into that unified field. The electrical magnetic fields are being altered because of the fourth triad system that is functioning more coherently. The fourth triad alters the magnetics as well as it alters the electrical charges that are brought into the neurology of the body so that communication can be processed more easily. As the neurology is changed, the body is changed as well. The brain can then process complex information that comes from the holographic projections and the holographic images. He also mentioned that with the presence of the eighth chakra and the oversoul in the body now, you are beginning to create an environment within the body where the Christed oversoul can come into a coherent function and be understood through the brain's processing capacity. The mental emotional body is also affected. Now, it can fully comprehend the influence now of the Christed oversoul and create applications that are used in the body to alter the body at a cellular and molecular level. These things are now available to us, and you are beginning to see it. In our group discussion during that last session, the conversation was very expansive. Many recognize that some of the wounding within their feminine masculine expression is healing. You are beginning to recognize that you can express yourself from your unified expression of the divine image. These things are happening now. The subtleties are quite extensive. Now, he encouraged us to work with these in our private meditation time. Specifically, direct the energies to different areas of your energetic systems often. You don't need to cover all of them every day, but check in daily to see if assistance is needed in certain areas of your body. There is a tremendous amount of energetic parts of your system that have shifted and changed during 2017. We want you to recognize and gently start working with them. Remind yourself of them. Now, you can start working with some of these energetics that you have laid aside as the new information came in. Now is the time to use the seventh dimensional template and the second light packet to stimulate unity consciousness within your entire system. Look at the chakra system, the triads, and the mental emotional body. Are you able to view yourself as a Christed being that is the divine image? Can you see that there is no separation in any parts of your system? Now, Metatron went on to say that during the first part of 2008, they will be continuously interweaving these concepts and energetics into our awareness. Their goal is to assist us to create a more unified expression in our body by conference time. This will be invaluable to the group and assist us to create what they think we can accomplish in this 2018 conference. Now, everything was presented in the teachings of our last formal teaching session that laid the foundational energetics to receive Yeshua on the solstice gathering to further step into our individual divine Christed consciousness. We were able to take it another step forward and create a coherent crucible of Christ consciousness from a collective level. This was an energetically potent session, and we recommend you review it when you can. We were guided to daily meet with Yeshua in this Christed crucible of collective consciousness. Many of you have done so and are now feeling the energetics that are with you each day. This is a practice that should be taken seriously because we can only create in our conference in the fullness that is necessary when we are fully prepared. Now, we're going to have a visit from Yeshua, and so let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth our dear friend, Yeshua.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Yeshua. This is a very auspicious time to be embodied on beautiful planet Earth. I, as Yeshua, have waited a long time of Earth time for these events that you are co-creating with us to unfold in a way that will transform humanity into a fifth-dimensional state of awareness. When we created this Christ consciousness crucible, and we merged it with the crucible that you created at the conference, that collective crucible, this was an important energy event. I have come to continue on with presenting some concepts and energetics this evening that will further lay the foundation for this coming year and the changes that have to be created in the physical body, the mental-emotional body, the etheric body, the causal body, the oversoul body, and the Christed oversoul influence that is being developed. These are physical iterations of a nine-body Christed system. So I would like to discuss this evening with you a little bit about these bodies and the importance of each one of them and the importance of you recognizing as every transformation in these bodies takes place. You have laid the foundation long ago for these bodies. You have altered the separation in the morphic field of these bodies by bringing that morphic field in a more united configuration. In the next several months, we will be creating more unity within these bodies so that the bodies begin to function as they were originally intended. So before I go into that, I would like to express to you how grateful that I am for the gathering that we had at the winter solstice and everyone's participation in building of this vast crucible. It's important for you to recognize, because of this event, you are now required to be the individual divine image, as well as to be the vastness of Christ consciousness. Acknowledge the vaster portion of you that is not only divine, but it's Christ consciousness on earth in a body. This is significant, what occurred. You are a collective consciousness in your nature, but you are also an individual in your expression. And this is important for you to recognize and understand. This is what makes humans on earth so exceptional, because they hold both states of awareness, of consciousness, in a body, in the physical realm, within their conscious awareness, being collective by nature, but yet individual in your expression. So now, let us begin to talk about these bodies and their purposes and how they serve you to express you as your collective self by nature, but also expressing your individuality as a Christed creator. And these bodies, when fully activated and transformed into fifth dimension and into a more light body expression, will allow this to happen. So in the physicality, if you remember some years back, we discussed the physical body, the etheric body, and where the chakras lie and how they influence the physical body. And you have gone way beyond that in your technology of how you have altered that seven chakra system and activated a 14 chakra system. How you have created coherence within the functioning of that system from the very first chakra all the way through the 14 chakra system. How you have altered the refinement of the first four chakras. This is these are important things for you to recognize. The changes that have been made are tremendous from when we first began. Now, in this discussion, we have spent many sessions visiting the mental emotional body, creating more coherence in it, removing the fragmentation, creating a sovereignty within that mental emotional body so that it reflected your Christ consciousness and your divine individual image as a creator. This was significant because it altered those first four chakras and allowed the process to begin, moving you more into a fifth dimensional, not only state of consciousness, but moving the body itself into a fifth dimensional vehicle of expression. So this only happened when that chakra system was reconfigured. And those chakras that lie in the etheric body, then those imprints and those templates and those basic concepts were changed in the physical body so that you thought differently. It wasn't all based in fear and survival. It wasn't based in unworthiness, but it was based in love and unity. You have come so far. You've been through many initiations. So it is a continual journey here. It doesn't end just because you have established a certain coherency in these chakras. It continues, especially in the mental emotional body, because that is the power from which you create and manifest in the world of form. So you must have sovereignty, not control, but sovereignty over that, your thoughts and your emotions, which means you choose those thoughts and those emotions that reflect your divinity. And this is from where you create. So you will continue to utilize that mental emotional body as long as you have a human form. Next, I want to move on to that causal body, which within the causal body, there are two other significant parts to that body. One is the oversoul. The other one is the Christed oversoul. So the causal body is the home of soul. It is where we have talked about the memory codes, the master imprints that you will start to remember. It is every soul experience where you achieved mastery. Within that causal body is a wealth of knowledge of self. So that body will continue to require some of your focus. The second part of that causal body is the oversoul. Now here in the oversoul expression is where the soul and the spirit merge. As you will remember, the soul is all about physical life experiences. The spirit is the purity of who you are that has no limitations. and that is pure divine image of Source. This Oversoul has taken a descent into the body because of the presence of the eighth chakra in your sacred heart. Understand, it's the descent of the soul spirit into the body, which then helps the process of transformation into that fifth dimensional light body, because the consciousness within that particular body is vast. It's immense. It contains all of the memory codes, the master imprints that you have acquired in every physical lifetime. But it also is you at that spirit level that has no limitation, that is the purity of the divine image. The next body that we wish to discuss is the Christ consciousness body. And this body is pure spirit, pure, undifferentiated spirit. It is a vast body of light. It will take some time for that to come entirely online in your body. Now, when the Oversoul descended into the body, you have to be aware that it does reside in the body, but it also ascends from time to time to draw from the Christed Oversoul and to remove the purity of its energy when you are working with changes, removing anomalies, removing fear, removing things that sometimes occur to you in your thoughts and in your emotions. And then as you begin to center yourself again in that 100% light, the soul spirit descends again. At some juncture in your ascension process, the soul spirit will be fully anchored within this body. Now, let's talk about these morphic fields and how they function in relation to these bodies. As you remember, you remove the distances between the bodies. Tonight, we will remove the distance between the physical expression, which includes the physical body, the etheric body, and the mental-emotional body. There is a gap between that series of bodies and the three bodies we've been discussing: the causal body, the Oversoul body, and the Christed Oversoul body. So we will start to remove the distance between the energetic distance. Understand, these bodies have nothing to do with time-space. So we will begin to close the gap. And this will be very, very helpful to you as we close that gap between those six functioning bodies, so that the first three bodies are highly activated by the influence of those other three bodies, of the causal body. They will continue to draw very specifically, especially in the mental emotional body, especially in the etheric body where the chakra system's function is changed and then transmitted into the physical expression and experience. So by removing each increment of space, energetic space, that still dwells, and then the space between the first three and the second three is a significant creation that you will create with us in this session. And it will help you in ways you can't even conceive of now, especially when we start using more light packets, when we start activating more DNA, so that the body itself is changed. In order for this to occur, the consciousness and the access to those master imprints, the access to your soul spirit, is very important. And the energetics, the continual flow of energetics through your physicality, of the soul mastery and of the pure spirit, unlimited imaging. These will be significant changes that you make in your energetic system this evening with me. Now, there is something else that I want to discuss with you. And that is the role of an initiate. You, beloveds, are considered initiates, even though you have attained levels of mastery and that you are recovering some of these master imprints. You are still in the process of transformation. Therefore, you are an initiate. You have received many initiations over the years into light body, into various regions, so that your consciousness could be very carefully altered and replaced by the consciousness that you now hold. As the initiate, you are not only required to hold in the knowledge in the core of your very being that you are divine and that you are Christ consciousness, but that you are also a collective consciousness by nature, and that you are an individual expression of that collective consciousness. This creates a very important dynamic in your awareness, so that you then become more careful about what you allow in your environment, what you will think, and what you will feel. And you choose very precisely. The initiate, at certain times, when new vast energies are coming in, that the rational mind still has trouble processing, you will be thrown back into states of fear and doubt, separation. There will be grief, and there will be darkness. There will be pain. but know that this is what is happening and an initiation is about to take place. It's not about judging yourself harshly, or I should have done this, or I shouldn't have done that, or I didn't pay attention. None of those things are relevant in these times. They will not help you get out of the darkness. But you just have to be in the silence of that abyss. Recognize what is happening to you and wait. Go within. Go within the Christed crucible. Because in the middle of that abyss, you will be ushered into an unbelievable state of awareness and light. The abyss is needed. It is fertile ground for you to transform further the mental emotional body, the physical body, and gather your imprints from your soul, your master imprints, and gather a more refined state of Christ consciousness as the individual and the collective consciousness simultaneously. So when you function as the creator on earth at this time, you function from both states of consciousness, of collective, but you express your creativeness through your individuality. Because that individuality is so important. Each one of you holds a very important piece in this transformation. And it is an integral part of this transformation process that you use it because you are part of the collective consciousness. So you hold that individual piece that must be put into the collective, that must be put into the earth, into the environment, into all humans. So be willing to go into the dark night of the soul and be in the darkness, alone, afraid, doubting, and know that it is within that abyss that all answers, all transformation occurs. Now, I tell you this not to be afraid or to be wary of what is going to transpire in the next 3 years of your time, because this won't happen every week or every month. It will happen occasionally. You are well prepared for this, Christed beings. Well prepared. It is not about trying to get rid of this initiation state. It's about fully embracing it and realizing who you are at that vaster level. And this is quite exciting. So have courage. Have tenacity. And most of all, maintain the love of self in this process. If things get really difficult, call on Archangel Michael, Lord Michael. Receive his shield, and you will come forth into the light in a new birth of self. So there has been a lot that I have discussed with you, dear ones. Much to contemplate. And I ask that you take this seriously and to re-listen to this conversation. And when the transcripts are available, to review them. Contemplate these things, beloveds. These are very expansive times. And you are prepared. You are ready. Much will transpire this year in ways that you could not have imagined. I too took many initiations in my lifetime in the great temples of Egypt, in the far eastern regions of Tibet, in India. And I know what it is and how sometimes you will suffer. But the result is magnificent. And you would never, ever change it. I will be with you during these times. Remember this. Feel my presence. Feel my love. But make an effort to stay in the quietness of your interior. No need to discuss it. No need to ask someone to help you get rid of it. For in order for you to receive, you must be alone within the interior of yourself to retrieve this consciousness. So now, beloveds, I would like you to have a discussion with me, a brief discussion, and ask any questions that might be on your mind. I know you haven't had any time to prepare, and what I have said to you was totally unexpected. But just in case a few of you would like to make a comment, or would like to ask a question, I make this space in our crucible for that to occur. So please now, feel free to discuss with me.
Hello, Yeshua. This is Sharka.
Yes, Sharka.
I know I need to listen to it many times. Thank you for this information. But I have a question. I would like if you could elaborate more on the etherical body. This is where
on which body?
Etherical.
On which? The etheric body. Yes.
Etheric body.
Yes.
Is it the place where that original plan for the body is, like when we are transforming the body like to the original state? Is that what it's held in the etheric body?
No. The etheric body is the energetic double of the physical body. And the physical body, as it stands on Earth today, is a third-dimensional body. It is not the original body. It is the energetic double. So that things are altered at that energetic level and then merged into the physical for the experience and expression in the physical realm.
Where is that original state held?
The 12th dimensional body? Or you're talking about the Christ consciousness? is the original state of being of a human. Mm-hmm. Don't try to rationalize it or pigeonhole it.
Mm-hmm.
Christ consciousness lies in the Christed Oversoul. That's the original energetic consciousness of humans as they were created eons ago when planet Earth was created as a Christed planet. And humans were created as Christed images. It has nothing to do with the physical body yourself as it stands now, because that body is in transformation. And so it is held in the Christed Oversoul body in its purity and extensiveness, and can be drawn from in that transformational process.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. That was a very good question.
Thank you. I still would like more clarification about that etheric body, and that's why I was confused about this original body, original state, because I remember that we were taught that sometimes when someone's missing maybe some part of the physical body, that it can kind of like substitute with that etheric body. I don't know if I'm explaining it right. So that's why that etheric body must be more complete.
Well, the etheric body has its anomalies, and that's why when a person is on a path of transformation, they are shown how to change the chakra system, and that occurs in the etheric body and then is transmitted into the life experience through the physical body. That's the purpose of the etheric body. So the etheric body is the energetic expression of the physical body.
Okay, thank you. It's
You're welcome.
More clear. I have to more listen to it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hi, Yeshua. This is Joanne. And,
yes, Joanne.
We are off to an amazing art. That was
we are
incredible. Thank you very much. I have a question. I feel the sacredness of what you're talking about in terms of being an initiate and being able to meet the darkness in ourselves and allow that complete transformation. Simultaneously, I also feel that through my own transformation, anyway, that there's an opportunity, I guess, for us to interact in our humanness, in our human, as a human collective within our group. So I'd like to ask you to maybe speak to how we can do that simultaneously. That I didn't hear what you said as being mutually exclusive to human connection amongst ourselves and community.
It is not.
Okay.
It is not. During this time of initiation, during this time of withdrawal into the very bowels of yourself, of your consciousness, is not the time to be in a collective group setting mm-hmm. for communication of any kind. It requires silence. It requires of you to be in the darkness, be totally silent. Now, that doesn't mean that you won't have thoughts or that you won't have awareness during this time. Take note of that, because it can be a very active space. Now, once that is completed and you have received the change in the consciousness, the initiation that has transpired, then is the time to meet in groups, in your group, not for support. You are capable. You have levels of mastery that will carry you through these initiations. But in this group, there is conversation about your experience so that others may benefit you might benefit the next time it is time for another introspective journey. So much can happen in group settings, and they are valuable because that addresses the more collectiveness of who you are. But there is a time for such interaction. It is of great value when you have these interactions, where you question each other, where you receive from one another increments of their mastery and their experience. So there is much to be created in these collective meetings, but not during the time of initiation. That is a soul lone journey into your divine image, into your individual.
Thank you. That's I cherish those inward journeys, and I just wanted to be clear that we also have external, like a community as well. So that was very clear. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Greetings, Yeshua. This is Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Thank you for the wealth of information that you brought in, and I knew this was going to be a big year, and the way you started it off tonight proves just that. But my question is what you just stated about the groups is many of us have weekly study groups or gatherings. Are you suggesting we should suspend those for a period of time?
Absolutely not.
Okay, all right.
Just do not. If you are in that state of initiation, if you are in that place where you need to be withdrawn, then do not enter those collective gatherings until you have moved out of that space and have come into the initiatory function, which is knowing yourself to a different at a different level, knowing your mastery, knowing your collectiveness, knowing yourself as divine and Christ consciousness. So suspend it only in those times. And you needn't make excuse. You need to say what and don't need to say why. You just say, I will not attend, or just don't attend. It's that easy. It's your choice.
Understood. That's very clear. Thank you, brother.
You're welcome.
Hello, Yeshua.
Hello.
Hello, this is Pat. Your message was, well, there's hardly words. Breathtaking, extraordinary. As I was listening, particularly with some of your words with darkness, dark night of the soul, I kind of reflected a little bit back 20 years ago in my life when I certainly described what I was going through in kind of a period of sort of breaking down to sort of put myself back together again as a dark night of my soul. But as I was reflecting on that, I quickly told myself, don't go into fear. Just clarify this with Yeshua, because you're not who you were 20 years ago. You are divine. You have Christ consciousness. And you have this beautiful crucible. And you are ready. I just wanted to clarify that with you.
That is true. Now, that does not mean over the course of your life experience, dear one, that you haven't had many dark nights of the soul.
Well, actually, that's true.
Pushed you into a new state of consciousness, a new state of awareness about yourself. But you didn't have the consciousness then that you do now, so that you fought against it often.
Yes.
Because you were in such pain.
Yes.
This is different because you are not that person. You have a different state of consciousness. You are different. So in these dark nights of the soul, you will have the wherewithal to maintain who you are during this time. Even though there will be doubt, it will be elusive. It will be like moving through. Even though there might be slight judgment, it will come and it will go during this period. So it won't be constant. It will be like a screen flashing awarenesses through your thoughts and your emotions. And you just,
I see that.
You see that? Yes.
I do see that, and I feel that.
Yes. So then, when it is complete and the initiation is complete, you have a new awareness. You have a different frame of reference. And you are in a state of ecstasy and joy and gratefulness.
Quite spectacular. But I just had, when you said what you did, I just had a brief momentary sense of, oh no, not again. And that was quickly replaced, probably by your energy, with, no, it's not again. It's different. You know who you are. In the past, about 20 years ago, I really thought in that state I would lose who I am. I do not feel that way now. Not at all.
No, absolutely not. You will not lose yourself. You will gain yourself. You will know who you are. You will have sovereignty over your thoughts, over your emotions. And you will create such beautiful creations that reflect your individuality and your Christ consciousness.
Spectacular. Thank you so very, very much.
You are very welcome, beloved.
Hello, Yeshua. This is Terry.
Hello,
could you
Terry.
Speak a little bit how the 14 chakras interact with the all our different bodies? Or is that just the gateway?
The first seven chakras and now the eighth chakra relates to the body and interacts with the body to transform the body to a fifth-dimensional state of consciousness and to create the light body. The upper chakras relate to your divinity, to your Christed nature, to your Christed oversoul. And in part, they relate to your oversoul. But in totality, those upper chakras influence the oversoul, influence the causal body, influence the Christed body. But the totality of those upper chakras, the undifferentiated light in the 11th chakra, the 12th chakra, the 13th chakra, and the 14th chakra, which we really haven't had much discussion on, relates to you in that divine expression that has no form. It is pure spirit. So we are not there yet, and we don't want you to be concerned with that, just knowing that it is there, but also knowing that you have the capacity to draw from those upper chakras to influence your physical transformation, your mental transformation, your emotional transformation, and your spiritual transformation.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, this is just a sort of a technical question. In the 2018 Crystal Conference, in one of the channelings, there was mention of the epikinetic body, and I was wondering how that relates to what was discussed tonight.
That is another, we are talking about spiritual evolution, and we are also talking about evolution of the physical body. So that epikinetic body is a result of an initiation of the physical body, where it then has the capacity through the Merkava field to alter time and space and be present in your unique expression in various dimensional sequences.
Okay, I'll have to think about that a little. And how does that relate to the Adam-Cadman body? It feels like
Adam,
it's related.
It is related. The Adam-Cadman body is a body that can be used in all realms, in all dimensions, and outside of dimensions. It is pure, it's a pure spirit vehicle. It can be more physical, or it can be non-physical.
So if someone had a fully installed, activated Adam-Cadman, that would include some synthesis of all the bodies that we discussed today, and if it was more in the realms of non-form, it would be less of the physical, and if it was in the dimensions of form, it would also involve more of the what we would call the physical bodies. Is that
correct?
Right?
That's accurate, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Beloveds, we must now begin our closing ceremony, because this closing ceremony is very important tonight. It's an energetic initiation of sorts. But this one just requires your presence and your creativity. So take a deep breath. And be very centered in your Sacred Heart consciousness. Beware of yourself as pure light, 100% light. Now, with your intention, be very present with your physical body, who you are in the physical world, in the body that you occupy, that is in great transformation. Part of that body is in third dimension, and part of it is in fifth dimension. It is a beautiful body. And then look at your etheric body, your physical body double, and see all of the 14 chakras spinning in beautiful light, radiant sapphire blue light, every chakra emanating a refined light energy. And notice the morphic field between the two bodies. And there's a space between those two bodies. with your intention, eliminate 50% of that space. See the morphic field between the two bodies begin to shrink. There still is a space which is needed, not time to merge those two bodies. They are needed so that you can experience life on Earth, so that you can experience life on Earth. This is why you came, even with all the restrictions. But know that with your intention, you began to close the gap between the two bodies, between the physical body and the etheric body. You are that powerful now as a Christed creator. So therefore, the result of that is that beautiful, harmonic, coherent chakra system in your etheric body, spinning at 100% light, begins to transmit that energetic into your physicality so that life can be experienced as the individual with mastery. Notice the changes that are beginning to take place in your physicality. Notice how the cells begin to be more alive. Notice how the communication within the glands and the endocrinal system of the body benefit by the influence of the energetics that are being drawn into the physical body. Now, look at the mental-emotional body. At this moment, it is a beautiful body of light. It is calm, coherent, and light-filled. Notice the space between your mental emotional body and the etheric body. There is a space. let us create more harmonious energies in that morphic field between those two bodies. Let us remove 50% of that morphic field. So that the influence of that coherent energetic functioning of the 14 chakra system also influences the mental and emotional body of the physical body. So the thoughts that are thought are divine, and the emotions that are felt, the feelings, are those of harmony, peace, joy, Christ consciousness. This body also benefits from the etheric body and the energetics that are now functioning within it. All of the triads are within that. The three triads are within that etheric body. And the fourth triad sits just to the right. But that body transmits a very refined energy. Draw from the etheric body. To assist you to create the thoughts and feelings that reflect your divinity. With each moment, that mental emotional body can shift. But this will assist you to create the stability and the coherence and the harmony within that body. Notice how beautiful that body is now. Brilliant, radiant light, luminous. Now let's move on to the causal body, where the soul resides, where all those master imprints reside. Where every master experience you had in any lifetime are present. This body also pertains to your physicality and the transformation of that physicality. Notice the morphic field that lies between the mental-emotional body and the causal body. Notice how there is a greater distance between the first three bodies and the causal body. Now let us remove 60%, 60% of that morphic field. So that it is in closer proximity to the mental emotional body. It's in closer proximity to the etheric body and the coherency of the energetics of that body. So both of those bodies can draw from this causal body. Causal body does not draw from the mental-emotional body, and it does not draw from the etheric body. But it is a vehicle from which the mental-emotional body and the etheric body can draw from, because it holds a vast consciousness and wisdom of your soul. Notice what a beautiful expression of you this causal body is. Feel the feelings of your emotions as you view it. You had never noticed that before. And you are very joyful for at last you will be able to draw out some of those master imprints and make them usable in your creation through your male emotional body. Now, let us move on to the Oversoul body. This, too, is a body to be drawn from. It is a one-way transmitter. And notice the morphic field between that body, and the causal body, and the extensiveness as it relates to the mental emotional body and the etheric body. So let us remove 60% of that morphic field so that there is more viable, transmittable energy between the Oversoul, the causal body, the mental-emotional body, and the etheric body, which then transmit into the physicality. Notice that beautiful Oversoul that now is directing your thoughts and your feelings as you make choices. It's a viable presence of the merged soul-spirit functioning. The soul as the individual expression in a form that has much wisdom and mastery. and a spirit that has no limit in what it can create, in what it knows, and what it is. It is so vast. And as it is merged with the soul in that oversoul body, the extensiveness of the light that emanates is tremendous. It influences the causal body. It influences the mental-emotional body, the etheric body. Most importantly, it then influences the physicality itself. All bodies, all of these bodies are now functioning in very close proximity. Let us look at the Christed oversoul body. Pure Christ consciousness. Brilliant gold emanation. Unlimited in its expression. Unlimited in its consciousness. And notice there is quite a difference in that morphic field. And there still is some separation there, a greater distance between the Christed oversoul body and the oversoul body. So let us remove 40% of that morphic field. For you are not quite ready to receive the fullness of that body into your physicality. Into your consciousness is quite another thing, but into your physicality, you are not prepared, adequately prepared. But you still have the benefit and the influence of that massive collective consciousness as it is drawn into the oversoul, which now directs your mental-emotional body, causal body, draws from that collective Christ consciousness body. Your mental emotional body, and most importantly, your etheric body. Notice how that 11th chakra in the etheric body is lighting up in a golden emanation because of the influence that we are now directing into that body from the Christed oversoul. It is that potent and that strong. You have achieved a level of initiation into Christ consciousness, a level of Christ consciousness, through the energetics of your physicality that is now available and will transmit coherently through all bodies, all of these bodies, these six bodies. Feel the joy in your heart and the knowing in that beautiful mind of yours, the divine mind. The knowing of yourself at that refined level, and the ability to draw from continually from the causal body, the oversoul body, and Christ consciousness over soul body. The glow within your energetic field is extensive. It extends out into all of those morphic fields at this very moment. There is a golden hue within your morphic field, all sectors of it. These morphic fields have been unified in their expression so that this energetic refinement can be transmitted into your physicality and maintained with stability through the fifth dimensional light template that has been placed within the physicality through the first packet light that we placed in the fourth strand of DNA. This affected your physicality, and now with this morphic field that has been enhanced with Christ consciousness and the golden hue of collective Christ consciousness that is now present in the energetics of your morphic field is a dynamic asset to you in your ascension process. Sit in the brilliance of your field, beloveds. Enjoy this state of awareness. Cultivate it. Be aware of it often. This is what happens to you when you move into that Christ consciousness crucible and the collective consciousness crucible that you've created. It will bring to your in the forefront of your mind of what has transpired this day. And it will help you maintain a coherency within your mental emotional body that was so elusive. in this beautiful field of light, in this beautiful crucible of Christ consciousness. We now close our meeting. Blessings.